It's time to go behind the curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Spur-of-the-moment decisions. Hannah was about to make a spur-of-the-moment decision. You'll hear coming up. She thought about getting a tattoo. Did not. You know, my first tattoo was a spur-of-the-moment decision. That dumb little Asian symbol at the top of my spine was my old man and I. I got one done on my my lower neck. He got a big, dumb cartoon bear on his arm. I think that's probably how most tattoos go. You either do it immediately or you spend like a year really mulling it over, thinking about what you want to do.
I think it was prom or something. We went to Wildwood, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really into Plucky Duck. You remember Plucky Duck?
No, I got to look it up.
He was from like Looney Tunes or something.
Oh, yeah. He was the, now that I remember, I didn't know his name, but he was like, he looked like Daffy, but he was green and had a wife beater.
I almost got a Plucky Duck tattoo.
I still think you should get your friend's face tattooed on your ass, which you'll hear coming up.
I may just do that. You know
what
I may do? I may do it just to have it, and then next guy's trip, reveal it.
Dude. Okay, you're going to do one of two things. That, which will be the talk of the trip, or if they could all commit to the damn bit as a group.
Nah, they won't.
Every name in a hat and everyone pulls a name and you get that person's face. So you have a collective
group
which can solidify the group forever.
It's a great idea.
I would love it. Hear about it now. We talked about spur-of-the-moment decisions on Behind the Curtain. What the hell were you thinking, Hannah?
I wish you would have just did it.
You should have just done it.
Because now, you know what? The moment has passed, and you'll never get as close again.
I disagree with that.
All right, good.
It might happen again.
Explain the scenario.
When I was in L.A. for the Ravens game, I was walking down Venice Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Just by myself.
An outdoor sane asylum.
Yes, exactly.
Is that the one where everybody's muscular?
There's the Muscle Beach.
That's the one. On the rollerblades.
You got to work out of the Muscle Beach.
There's rollerblades.
Yeah,
there's people pumping iron. Okay. And then there's just a sea to shining sea of scab-covered psychopaths mumbling to themselves.
Okay.
Went there a few times myself, and Hannah, I believe you said the entire area smelled like?
Oh, urine.
Ooh, urine.
Oh,
urine.
I was going to say weed.
No,
weed.
Nothing
weed
but urine.
Weed,
yes.
Weed and urine.
Weed and weed.
Weed
and urine. So you're down there. You're walking around. What happens?
You by yourself?
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Carry a blade with you, woman.
No, it's not that bad. It was the middle of the day. I've been there a few times before. It was fine. So I was walking around.
What did you?
Been there before?
Yeah, I vacation in LA.
Oh, you buy a crystal?
Yeah. what did you do or buy? Did you do anything or you just were sightseeing? Did you?
I bought this hat that I'm wearing.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
There you go.
Oh,
see?
That's nice.
See?
Yeah. It's got the California Republic bear.
Did you buy any kind of food or any kind of snack, beverage?
Oh, I bought, there was a little Thai place.
Yeah.
It was on Main Street and it was so good. I got these little spicy Thai wraps.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're living your best life.
Yeah,
new hat, Thai wraps.
It was so good.
Very watery bowel movement afterwards.
Oh, God.
Yeah, don't get any of the Mexican street tacos when they're down the alleys. Get the ones that are right on the boardwalky thing, and they're fine. But you get ones where you go down the alleys, and there's a dude with a taco cart.
Yeah, no,
I don't care that it's Mexican street tacos. I get it. It's the leather hipster apron of food.
Yeah, Main Street is safe,
bad one.
Sun is shining. California.
Yeah.
You're rocking your new hat.
Yes.
You got a belly full of spicy Thai food.
Uh-huh.
Living your best life. You're like, you know what? Let's go for the trifecta.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Trifecta and number three going to be?
Tattoo on my ankle.
Let's get an ankle tattoo.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Wow. You almost got a tattoo on your ankle.
Yeah.
I almost
and
did.
Then.
Basic.
You didn't get the tattoo.
I did not.
How close did you get? Did you go into the place?
I did not. I passed it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to walk back there and just go for it.
Did you have a design in mind, or are you
going
to point off the wall?
Oh, no. I had an idea.
Okay. Well, what was it going to be?
Was it going to be the stuffed animal that you talked to at home?
I forgot about that.
No, I have a second
I haven't
one
forgotten
now,
about
it.
I have nightmares about that.
Yeah, yeah. Josh gives you a wide berth these days.
Josh, is there any audio I need? Maybe Mr. Potato can help.
What was your stuffed animal's name again?
Frank.
Maybe Frank can help with the time machine. Isn't that right, Frank? It sure is, Hannah.
crazy woman. Okay, so what you were going to get on your ankle, what? Were you going to get a trailer? Dude, don't tell me I guessed it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to get.
A trailer?
You were going to get a trailer on your ankle?
Yeah.
You are so on brand.
No, it's great. I don't know why you didn't.
You are so on brand.
I'm still considering it.
But do you have an actual picture of or like a doodle of one, or are you going to have the guy doodle one?
I would trust a tattoo artist. I wanted it to be so tiny and generic. You can't mess it up.
Just like a little black line type tattoo?
Exactly. Just something really simple.
Can we make it happen in here for you?
You know how many amazing tattoo artists we have immediate contact
with? Yeah, we'll get something from Black Lotus.
What's up, Declan? We'll bring up Halo, Lydia Bruno.
They did our balls.
Yeah. That's the thing. You guys have already had your balls tattooed. Like, this doesn't compare to that.
No, that's a good point.
I don't know. Something came over me, and I was like, you know what? F it.
Yeah, but then you stopped.
I did.
Spoiled Thai food meats, what came over you. You were hallucinating from bad shrimp.
No, because I was in Venice, and I was like, I'm probably going to get an infection.
It's just
a dirty place.
It's so dirty. That's the only asterisk over this story that I place is the location.
Well,
like, had you been anywhere else, had you been visiting any other city, I'm cool with it.
Right.
But Venice, there's urine in the air. It is a pee fog.
Yeah, not the best place. That's the only. So maybe you were right in that sense.
Yeah, but I don't know. I still kind of have a hankering. And it's not like I don't have any tattoos because I don't want to spend money on tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
But something that tiny can't be that expensive.
No, that's going to be a $50 to $100 piece. It's not a job. Dang. It's not a job changer. It's not going to cost you something.
Yeah.
Like, you show up one day and you just got a huge, like, throat tattoo or something like that. Or you're walking in here looking like Post Malone.
Right.
The management's going to have a talk with you.
And I felt like I was basically on vacation. And, you know, that would have been a treat to myself.
Oh, man, it would have been so perfect.
Vacation.
What would have Tank said when you came back?
You know what? I texted him. I wasn't going to. My initial thought was, I'm not telling anyone about this. This is going to be my little secret until somebody sees it, and it'll be funny, whatever.
What'd he say?
He was okay with it.
Yeah, why?
I don't think he really cares.
Now, why would you?
I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. No,
yeah, okay.
I don't think he has that sort of dominion over you. I mean, like you said, it's so small.
Exactly.
It's on your ankle. I don't think that's a big deal. If you're getting like a full sleeve piece with skulls that look like an Affliction shirt, then maybe he will intervene and say, let's think this through.
Exactly.
The way I wish someone would have with these blueberry tattoos. But I think that you should still do it. Just do it. Let's go to Black Lotus.
I am still considering it. But I want it to be another spur of the moment decision.
You want to go this week?
I just want to be in the moment.
You want to go this week?
I don't want to plan it.
I'll go with you.
I don't want to plan it.
How about I just tell you we're going the day that we're going and say, oh, you're done with your work? Let's go. We'll drive over to Hanover.
Don't force it, Justin.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Let this be her journey.
Come on.
Don't hijack her journey.
You're coming with me. I can't wait. Declan, you got a new client this week. Come on.
I just want you to walk in here one day.
With it, right?
Yeah.
And be like, check it out.
And well, we all want to be surprised.
Yeah. And I had my I was walking around with my platform shoes.
Hell
what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, my platform sneakers.
Bootsy Collins? What are you doing?
Yeah, come on. I've worn them in here.
I mean,
they're not
them?
Insane, but yeah, they're like the little platforms. And
I like your Uggs today, by the way.
Oh.
Look are those OG Uggs? Are those originals?
These are from Kmart.
Nice.
Oh, they're knockoff Uggs.
Yeah. Yep.
Still nice and warm, though. Fur-lined. Fresh baby seal.
But yeah, like my ankle was showing already, and I was like, oh my gosh, I could
so
walk
ready.
Down the boardwalk like this.
Your ankle was so red.
Your ankle
was speaking to you.
It was hungry for that ink.
Put a trailer on me.
Come on. Let me look like a Winnebago woman. Let me do this. Let me be the best looking ankle on this boardwalk.
Damn you.
I know. I'm kind of mad at myself.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm not helping. You're just going to come in one day.
Okay.
Just come in,
right.
Okay?
Okay.
But have it be before the end of the month.
Yeah, Hannah found herself Venice Beach. She travels with the Ravens. They're taking on the Rams. And spur of the moment, she almost got a little anklet tattoo of a trailer because she has a fascination with trailers. She didn't do it. She wussed out. But it was probably for the best because tattoo joint seemed a little sketch.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be messing with that too much. But 410-338-1098, spur of the moment decisions where you just were like, screw it, I'm doing it.
Doing it. That's it. I'm done.
Somebody said, where the hell did it go? Nipple piercings. They were driving home from work one day and was like, you know what? I am just going to go ahead. Spur of the moment decision on my 20th birthday, driving home from work. I passed a tattoo shop, turned around, went in, got my nipples pierced.
Man or woman?
I don't know. It quickly became my favorite piercing. I don't know if that is a man or a woman.
Love to see pictures. Please, shave your chest first, ma'am.
Might have all been purchase crap. That's where I'm at now, yeah. In my late 30s, 40s, kids. Like, it used to be like, screw it, I'm going to go get wings. Screw it, I'm going to go to Ocean City for the weekend. Screw it, I'm going to text an ex. Now it's, I think I'll get that Google Home Wi-Fi extender I've had my eyes on for quite some time. Oh, you know what I could use? A nice new set of steak knives. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, about the closest I get to a spur-of-the-moment decision these days is the Amazon Prime one-button purchase.
Yeah, I bought that new leaf blower. It's the one that goes from suck to blow, Speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can suck and blow.
Okay, I can do that, too.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And I was, I already had one, but it was old, and I was like, so you know what I did? This is the extent of our spur of the moment decision.
I'm dizzy right now.
I bought the brand new leaf blower.
Uh-huh.
And I was so pumped. I'm like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
I'm going
for
it. My destiny is my own.
But then I already had an older one that wasn't working so well. So I'm like, what do I do with that? And you know what I did?
What?
It works perfectly fine. I gave it to my neighbor. I'm like, hey.
Oh.
I go, you can have this, dude.
Charitable.
Take this. This is good. It still works good. I was an idiot. I bought a new one when I really didn't need a new one, but I just wanted to do it.
Oh, man.
So I did it.
You should have double-wielded those sons of bitches like Master Chief with two needlers. You should have definitely held on to both at the same time. That would
You know,
awesome.
I did almost do a spur-of-the-moment tattoo 2 years ago on our guys trip when me and all my buddies from home get together.
Yeah, yeah.
Our one buddy, Tom, couldn't make it that year because his wife was giving birth.
Ugh.
And I almost got a picture of his face on my ass cheek. Just as.
Why did you?
I'll do it.
Please do it next
time.
It would
have been so funny.
I'll pay for it.
Because he wasn't there. It was like, and then we were going to send him a picture of it.
Yeah, yeah. A picture of his face on your. That would have been amazing.
So close.
God, that's good. Let's go to the phones. 410-338-1098. Let's talk to Eric on line one. Eric, we're talking about your spur of the moment decision.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, so I have a tattoo that I got spur of the moment. Reason was I had an ex-girlfriend back in the day. We were together for like 4 or 5 years. And then we remained best friends after that for years. And at the time, I was having problems with my living situation. I was living with my brother in his house, and it was like a bachelor pad. We had a bunch of people living there, a bunch of guys just, sharing rooms and stuff like that.
Sounds hot.
Sounds hot. No, definitely hot. We had some hot nights. But, she'd come over, stay once in a while and all that stuff. I mean, even after we were broken up, I mean, she got married to a woman, and we still had relations. Yeah. So anyway, we were talking about slowly rekindling our relationship.
Oh my God, dude.
What's up?
No, go ahead.
So, as we were talking about, we're slowly rekindling it, getting back together, getting a place together. She ended up meeting a friend of mine. And relationship with this guy, moved in with him. And, that crushed me because, I thought it was going to happen again because, this girl was the love of my life. So, a buddy of mine owns a tattoo shop here in Weston. Butterfly, so I went out and got a tattoo with a butterfly trapped in a spider web because I call my butterfly the web of life.
All right, let's go to Kent Island Dave on line three. Kent Island Dave, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, you guys. How you doing?
What's
good morning, Josh.
Good seeing you on Friday.
Hey, listen, I was in Ocean City. I was married at the time with two stepdaughters in cheer competition. It was a Sunday afternoon. We just finished the tour. We're walking along the boardwalk. I said, listen, hon, I'm 50 years old. I either got to get a vet, a Harley, or an earring. She looks up and says, look, an earring place. I got me an earring.
My guy, good for you.
There you go, look
probably
at that.
The more financially viable of the three. What do you say, a vet?
A Harley.
A Harley, a vet, or an earring.
Yeah.
I'm either going to Moscow, Tokyo, or Glen Burnie. Okay, probably go to the last one. Let's talk to, who's waiting for one of these. Sky, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. What did you
do? I went to jail. I got locked up with somebody. When I got out, I got her pregnant, and we didn't want to be separated, so I got married a month ago.
Whoa! How long did you know them for?
About a year.
Not bad. I mean, you're doing the right thing. You know, you threw your awful chowder into her, and now you have to
I'm so confused. What does getting locked up have to do with that?
Well, we got arrested together, so we're co-defendants. And
What was the crime?
Okay,
here we go.
That's all alleged.
Okay, yeah.
What is allegedly the crime?
You're free, man.
The two of you, Bonnie and Clyde.
I don't know. Case search might tell you something.
Oh, that's you're gonna play?
Guys. Are you gonna do that?
Stupid.
Okay, one guy.
Listen, don't call in and play coy with us.
It's got to be.
Tell us what you did.
It's got to be really bad if he's not saying.
Yeah, what did you do?
It's either embarrassing, like something so stupid.
Is it bad.
Yeah, like what did you do? Come on.
Was it sex with a rooster,
or was it shoplifting for a dollar?
I wish it was that cool.
Human trafficking.
No.
It's too cool. Grandma's pills,
drugs.
Sure. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
What'd you do? You stole drugs from somebody?
No. It's an alleged breaking and entering.
So you were getting money for drugs.
Mm-hmm. Burglarizing an athlete.
Listen, you're not off to a good start, dumb. You got a kid in this world now.
Yeah.
Or soon to be. Is the baby here yet?
No. In April.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to yell at you right now for 2 seconds.
You got time.
That's fine.
What kind of drugs were you doing?
I wasn't doing drugs.
Stop. You were breaking into a house or breaking into a business to get money or stuff to sell for drugs. You're doing drugs. Stop doing drugs. You got a kid you got to worry about now.
Stop by January.
You're both doing it, so you're both doing drugs. Get off the drugs. Get on the straight and narrow, and be the best parent you can for this kid, all right?
Stop snorting Will marijuana. Do.
It was kind of more that we were drunk.
Please don't name the kid anything dumb. Please. What's the name? Have you picked one out?
We were thinking Mudge.
Beautiful name.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Bit of a break from the norm from what we usually do. Fridays are reserved for comics that come in from a Goobies, Baltimore Comedy Factory. We had Damon Wayans join us on the phone. He's going to be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory this weekend. Go check him out. Couldn't make it in town in time to talk to us. And what a pro. I tell you, the dude is just a total pro. He is one of those guys where you say to yourself, do we want to do it over the phone? But if you're a big enough talent, Jim Norton, Sebastian Maniscalco, a Damon Wayans, you do a Damon Wayans. You do a Damon Wayans on the phone.
And Damon
He did a good job. He was very nice. You know what I didn't ask him about that I wanted to? Has he ever had another dealing? Because you'll hear Lethal Weapon come up quite a bit. Clayne Crawford, the guy that was fired for losing his nuts on the set, and those two came to blows.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Josh did in his entertainment. Clayne Crawford, the guy that was screaming, shut the F up. That clip I play all the time. That was from the set of Lethal Weapon.
No.
Yeah, that's Clayne Crawford.
Isn't that the other guy that lost his mind?
That's Clayne Crawford. That's from
Who's
Lethal
the
Weapon.
The other guy.
You're thinking there's Alec Baldwin. We've got that.
The skinny, good looking guy, American Psycho.
Good for you is Christian Bale.
I thought Christian Bale screamed shut the F up.
No, Christian Bale screamed good for you. Clayne Crawford screamed shut the F up. But he was great. He was cordial.
Right.
He's at the Baltimore Comedy Factory this weekend. Ask him yourself, do you still talk to Clayne Crawford? And hopefully he won't smack you. Coming up, it's Damon Wayans on Behind the Curtain. Baltimore Comedy Factory, BaltimoreComedyFactory.com. This weekend, joining us on the program from the dynasty of a comedic family, ladies and gentlemen, we have Mr. Damon Wayans on the program. Damon, good morning.
What's up? Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing? And ladies?
Yeah!
Oh, my. Wow. How you been, man?
There he is.
I've been really good. It's, you know, enjoying life finally again, and it feels good to be back on stage.
Hey, let me ask you, Withra, how long has it been since you've been? Because we had, who do we have in here?
We had Marlon a ways back.
Yeah, and you guys are all getting together, and you're all getting back out there, right? And you're, getting back on stage, working on the chops a little bit. And how long has it been since you've been on stage?
November 2015. I stopped, and then I got back on, and it just feels wonderful. It's good to take breaks.
How much has changed in those 4 years, though? Because you see a lot of these comedians nowadays are having people put their cell phones in these bags. Mm-hmm. That they can't get them till after the show. And then the guy from, who's the guy from Saturday Night Live?
Pete Davidson.
He was just going to have people sign non-disclosures and all that. Are you encountering any of that? Or are we dealing with any of that?
I thought about doing the Vonda patch and the pouch, but
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's I've done it, and when you go on stage, people are angry, and it's just
they're angry. You took away their phone.
Yeah,
it's like taking your phone away from a kid, and they just sit and pout, and nobody actually says anything. You know, it's the thing is, you know, comedians are saying basically we're like Mercedes makes a great car, but they got to crash a lot of them first. You know, in order to figure out what the car really is. Comedians crash jokes all the time. We say the most craziest stuff that we can think of in search of what's really funny, right? So if you film that and then put that online as if that's the joke,
that's it, right?
And we get in trouble, and two, it's like now people know what the joke is. You know what I mean? It's like tasting the food before it's done.
Hey, let me ask. You were in the television version, one of my favorite buddy cop series in the movies of all time. You did the Lethal Weapon series, got 3 seasons out of that, and you basically played the role of the Danny Glover on the show. Did you reach out to Danny Glover at all to ask about that role? To say, you know, hey, how can I be like, you know, the best Murtaugh I can be?
No, because if Danny says you gotta do Murtaugh with you gotta keep your mouth open when you that's what Murtaugh does. He keeps his mouth open. You know, you gotta let flies in. Then it's gonna throw me off in terms of what I do. It's like it's the worst thing you can ever do is talk to an actor about a role that they played. Like if I was doing the Danny Glover story. And I would talk about, I would want to sit down with Danny, learn mannerisms and stuff like that. But I think it's career suicide to sit and talk to an actor because he won't want you to be better than him.
Oh,
so he's not going to give you the good stuff. You know what I mean? He wants you to fail.
Damon, have the lines changed for you? I mean, the situation is so PC now. Everybody's getting offended. Do you have to censor yourself?
No. I just have to change. You know, first of all, I sit back. I pride myself on trying to be original. And I said, you know, I don't want to talk about what's going on in Washington because what can I say that Seth Meyers and Trevor Noah and Samantha Bee and Saturday Night Live have already said and said it as funny as it can be said? You know what I mean? I feel like I'm beating a dead horse. So I decided to kind of look into my own life and say, well, what's funny about that? Because a lot of the stories that I'm telling are stories that I've told before that people go, man, that's hilarious. That's funny. You know, and I can talk about anything I want if it happened to me.
Talking to Damon Wayans. He's going to be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory this weekend, baltimorecomedy.com, showtimes and tickets. And I just keep thinking back. I keep flashing back to Living Color. And speaking of, you know, lines changing and some of the characters and bits you did back in the day, where we're just in stitches on the floor would be considered, I don't know if the word is controversial nowadays or... They wouldn't fly nowadays. Do you look back on any of those and wince a little bit, or are you cool with everything?
Well, I think that's wrong. I just think no one has done it. You know what I mean? It's not that we haven't. There's a way to do everything. And if you clothe it in love and show people, you know, if I'm attacking gay people, that's different than me just being a good guy with a point of view.
No, but see, that's nowadays, that's the whole thing. Even if it is done in love, it doesn't matter. The Twitter,
there's no context anymore.
The context is gone
because your love was there.
When I thought, when you said love, I looked back on all the characters you did. There was always a smile on your face. It was always done with love, whether you were doing, a gay person or a handicapped person or whatever it was. We all knew that it was just with love. But nowadays, it seems like people are blind to that.
Here's how I would do a sketch show. I would say, all right, we're gonna do. The sketch is three different ways. You're going to do a very tame sketch.
Yes.
And you're going to do a pretty edgy sketch. And then you're going to do the insane. Tame to insane. And it's like going to a Chinese restaurant and you go, you want your soup hot?
Yeah.
Or do you want it like on fire?
Yes.
That's funny.
That's not a bad idea.
It's a shame that we're there,
right. But
that's kind of what you want to do. Like, okay, what's your temperament? Are you going to get offended by everything you see? Here's the mild salsa.
Yeah.
Or can you just let the knives and arrows fly?
Fun.
And here's the spicy stuff. And
yeah.
Then you get to let your comedic chops fly.
God, I love that
I've
idea.
Never heard of anybody with that approach. That would legitimately be genius. You'd have to triple your production costs. But still.
No, what we did on Living Color was basically that. We would write the sketch to appease the network and studios.
Yeah.
And then we would tape that version and then we'd improvise. And during the improv is where all the great stuff would come. But, what happened is the censors would see it in front of a live audience. If it's on a page, then, you got to put guardrails on it. But once it's on the stage and you start performing it and you get caught up in the moment, we did a Super Bowl show and it was so funny. They had a 7-second delay.
Yeah.
And we improvised this thing about Richard Gere and a gerbil. And the censor was laughing so hard he forgot to hit the button.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's Damon Wayans joining us on the program. He's going to be the Baltimore Comedy Factory this week. Beautifully newly redesigned Baltimore Comedy Factory in there. Cool. If you haven't been in a bit, you got to stop by. It's absolutely gorgeous. BaltimoreComedy.com. And I'm glad you brought up the show and then appeasing the networks. Have you ever had the famous or infamous standards and practices person when you were doing in Living Color and some of your other, television products like the more recent Lethal Weapon? Is there really that standards and practices like Man in Black that's standing in the background with a clipboard at all time? Is he just the villain of the set?
Well, on sketch comedy, you have to have them there because, it can get away from you really quickly. But, on a show like Lethal Weapon, not really. They would clear everything because this wasn't like a show where you did a whole lot of improv and, it was whatever was on the page was approved. And, you're talking about an hour drama action where they don't have time to keep going back and forth with the standards and practice guy. So it was less on that. But I remember on Wife and Kids, I said something about your mother to my son on the show, and it's just the way I said mother.
Right.
That the standards and practice guy ran up to me like, you can't say mother. I'm like, what are you talking about? I know what mother means. Well, you tell me what mother means because I'm saying mother just like that's your mother. And he thought I was trying to say some sort of, that's the thing. There's no list of words that you can't say. Either you make up stuff and they think, you're trying to get away with something that somehow that means something, by way
right.
of the drum.
Yeah.
But they're not the hippest guys either.
I guess they're paid to be just sticks in the mud so they can save some network's ass. Well, laugh yours off this weekend. Baltimore Comedy Factory, BaltimoreComedy.com. Damon, thank you so much for taking the time in. Glad to have you back. And you're going to love that newly, completely redesigned Baltimore Comedy Factory. It's gorgeous in there, man. Thank you.
I'm super excited, guys. And thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Love.
Take care.
See y'all this weekend.
We now take you behind the curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel. On 98 Rock.
Josh, it seemed like this week you had a flood of old, horrible Spiegel childhood memories come to you. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, but eight.
It was very unusual. And I also did them live. Normally we Record them ahead of time.
A little production.
What do you think of the live? I like the live.
I love
better.
The live ones. Yeah. I love when you would debut a new one. Yeah. We'd set it up. We'd play it. We'd break it down. Yeah. But I think this might be the new way I'd like to do them. That if you want, because you to get behind the curtain when you hear the voice, which is John Patty from WBAL News Radio. He's and now it's time for another horrible Spiegel childhood memory. He was kind enough to voice it, but you fire all that stuff off over there. And then you went through and read them all off. I think the one that stayed with me the most was the Roundabout.
Oh, really?
The Roundabout was the one that stuck with me the most, because I always thought it was just because of the way you hate the design of a roundabout, but it actually folded back in on itself. It has everything to do with like sickness and disease because of what happened.
Yeah, I think that's more of an unconscious root cause. The design is really primarily why I hate the roundabout.
Can I share one with you that's similar but not? Oysters, they're fine food. People like oysters. I have a trouble with eating oysters because of the way my dad loved oysters. And he'd eat oysters, but he'd slurp his teeth when he'd eat one. He'd slurp into his mouth, but then he'd go...
Oh, that's... Yeah.
I'd hear that noise with every oyster that went in his big, juicy face. And I am adverse to oysters now.
Yeah, that's called an association. That is negative. And I understand it completely. I've never had an oyster.
You never had an oyster?
No.
Can you have an oyster? It's a shellfish. It's a dirty food, right?
I just was raised to stay away from oysters.
Coming up this week on the show, where you get a rabbi to bless some oysters, and Josh is going to have seafood on the air and burn in the depths of hell. Coming up, a big batch of horrible Spiegel childhood memories. Oh, Josh, I think it's time for...
And now, another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
That's right, we've got... One for you, please.
Let's see here.
This better be horrible.
This is okay. Alive.
I have
awful.
Yeah, sick of these memory. Ones that aren't even horrible.
I have more than one if we have time. If you want more than one, but here it goes. Horrible memory. My father and I had just visited my grandmother at her apartment. After we left, we had to go around a roundabout. That's when my father began to shiver violently. He turned the heat all the way up in the car and said he must be getting the flu as he shivered violently. I was frightened. I believe that's when my abhorrence for roundabouts began, because the roundabout made my father sick.
This has been another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
All right. I'm going to use a phrase that you hate, but we're going to do it regardless. A lot to unpack here. We always thought, if you're new to this program, and according to the ratings, or many of you joining us every day, that your aversion to roundabouts was that you didn't like the design of the roundabout, the use of the roundabout. You'd prefer a light, an intersection, something like that. But now we find out that the origin of your hatred for it is disease?
Well, I think that's part of it. That may, because I just, you know, I was thinking about it. I was having a PTSD, just general PTSD about my childhood. And I think the flu father scenario is one root cause of it.
Would never have expected that. Bit of a twist in that tale. Always thought just because like the one in Towson sucks, but the one out near Owings Mills where you have a summer home, so much nicer near Sagamore Farms. No idea that it was steeped in the flu. But you say you have a second.
Yeah, please.
Well.
And now, another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
This better be horrible.
My mother returned home from running errands and said she'd witnessed something horrible at a gas station.
I saw something horrible at a gas station.
A little child had gotten in the way of the trunk of his mother's car. Mm-hmm. She didn't see his hand and slammed the trunk closed. The child screamed in agony. My mother relayed the importance of keeping our hands clear, of closing trunks.
This has been another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
You weren't even there.
How is that a horrible thing?
It was a horrible Spiegel's mother's adulthood memory.
And now, another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
These are like mini, they're not, what?
This well doesn't run dry, brother.
My family was visiting Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. My father and I were at the hotel while my mother and sisters were out shopping. My mother called and asked how things were going, and my father decided to play a prank. He said things were horrible. A swordfish had just sliced a swimmer in half. My mother was horrified. That's when my father said he was just joking.
This has been another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
That's a great memory. It's amazing. Oh, my God. Your dad was a trickster. Oh, that is so funny. Oh, my God. I am just so upset. I will never get a chance to meet the Spiegs. Your dad...
Jockstrap, Russian massage therapist, and making you wash your hands after you've farted.
Aside, a nice swordfish, killed a guy prank, mom's on the phone. Do you want any saltwater taffy? Yeah. We're down on the boardwalk. Sorry, Josh is screaming bloody murder because he saw a guy get skewered by seafood. Come on, that's a great memory. I love him.
I didn't like it.
So of the three, what do you consider to be the most tragic? We've got I forgot what the one that was. The very first one.
The roundabout.
Roundabout.
Giving his dad the flu.
Then we've got B, don't sever your fingers in a shutting trunk. And then C, swordfish skewers man. Haha, just kidding. Do you want funnel cake?
I would say the car trunk was the most traumatic.
I would have guessed the flu.
Because every time I close my trunk...
Think about it now.
Even if I'm alone.
Then let me ask you this. How many times have you gotten your fingers stuck in there?
Never.
There you go.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Shout out.
My Dukes. See?
I love that your dad was like, I'm going to ruin a day. She's going to love this. Hold on. Oh, how are things going? Ugh. There was blood on the sand.
If you had to imitate your father,
blood on the sand.
What did he sound like?
He didn't have any kind of accent. He just would say, Josh, you've got to look in the mirror and be confident. I don't know. He's hard to imitate.
See, I always picture him with an accent. Joshy? Like almost like a...
Joshy.
Like a Bernie Sanders. Oh, you gotta look in the mirror, and you gotta be confident. Joshy.
Leave my baby alone. He saw a man get killed with a swordfish. He's dealing with it.
I never took the confidence advice.
Never too late. Horrible childhood memories. Thank you for that, Josh. You got another fresh batch?
And now, another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
While at summer camp, after swimming and in the locker room, I spotted a camp counselor's underarms. His skin was dark yellow under his arms, permanently yellow. It was gross.
This has been another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
He had weird yellow pits. He had jaundice pits, and that's enough to rattle him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Now, Never forgot that.
You don't ever want to come into the locker room where I go.
No, it looks like you're sneaking lemons out of the produce section. They're so yellow. How big of a difference in hue from, like, upper arm meat to pit?
It was pale forearm and just permanent yellow stained underarms. I've never...
And now, another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
I had strep and needed antibiotics. Penicillin. The pills were huge and had to be cut in half or crushed, then mixed in with pudding so that I would be able to take them. I was just a child, after all. Pills are bitter, and thank goodness for that pudding, both chocolate and tapioca. the pills crushed into the pudding. But I'll always remember the bitterness of the pills and the horrors of strep.
This has been another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
That's it? That's the memory?
Yes, that's the memory.
Oh, my God. That's how we used to give my dog pills growing up. We'd crack them in half and put them in some ground beef or pudding. Or pudding. Oh, my God. So funny. Those pills are huge, man. Some of those things are the size of nuggets.
And now, another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. My parents took me to see the movie Yentl. There was a scene when Barbara Streisand's father died. Later, she was outside looking up at the stars, singing to the stars, asking, "Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you see me?" And that's when I began to fear death at a very early age. A fear I have to this day. In fact, I fear almost everything.
This has been another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
His final memory was just all-encompassing terror. Oh.
Papa, can you hear me?
You know the tune. Yeah. Did you see Yentl?
Oh, yeah. I've seen Yentl a few times.
A wonderful film.
Papa,
sounds like it.
She's dressed up like a boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because she's got to get into the yeshiva, the Jewish school, because mm-hmm. they don't allow women in.
That's peak Streisand to me there, man. Looking real nice.
And now, another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
This is going to be the blood-soaked
There's
one.
Another one.
This one's going to be the one that terrorizes us. No Yentl.
I never had Vicks VapoRub applied to my chest.
This has been another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, Hannah, write it down. 2020 bucket list. Oh, man. Let's do a VapoRub Wednesday.
We just slather ourselves in that crap.
Oh, my God. You want to take the Flexol 454 challenge?
What is that?
Scott, you familiar with this? The Icy Hot Challenge?
Well, it's different than Vicks VapoRub, but
still got that same mentholiptus sizzle to it.
One's for like a cold and one's for muscles.
Yeah, but you take a little bit of that
and you put it right on your and you just see how long you could last before running in and dunking your boys in some water. It burns. That's what we did in Waldorf for fun. We just covered our bees in Vicks Vapor Rub or Flexol and then just sat there going, that's all we had to do. It was either that or play with sticks on a dirt road. Well, luckily,
and now, another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
There's another one.
Cinco.
Great.
I often played the board game Chutes and Ladders.
Yeah, so did I.
Loved it.
I also liked checkers and Go Fish.
Yeah.
But I wanted to expand my repertoire. I would often see TV commercials for games such as Hungry Hungry Hippo, Operation, and Battleship.
All great games.
I asked my parents to get me those games. They refused.
This has been another pretty bad memory from Spiegel's
childhood. That sucks.
Childhood.
That does suck.
That one
that
sucks.
That one actually sucks.
And I will never
that
speak ill
of it. That one actually sucks. If you never played Operation as a kid, you never
you're
played
missing out.
Battleship?
Battleship? What's wrong with Battleship?
A7. Hungry Hungry Hippos is kind of boring. You just slap that thing as fast as you can.
Yeah, that kind of wears out. That or Crossfire? Crossfire is fun for about 10 minutes, and then it doesn't care. You want a game amongst games? Brother, I will bring into you Fireball Island. It is the Rolls Royce of board games. If you want, I will bring in Fireball Island. You and I will stay the night with each other somewhere, Hotel Route 40, and play Fireball Island. Oh, remember the square you didn't want to land on Chutes and Ladders? Do you remember the number? I had to look it up. I'm not going to pretend I did.
No.
You didn't want to land on 87. Because 87 was the one that took you all the way back down into the 20s.
Shoot.
Yeah, but you wanted to land on 28. Because 28 took you up the ladder to 84. That was like hitting Powerball for a 9-year-old.
During vacation, I played this game with my 8-year-old niece. I don't remember exactly. I think it was, it's called like...
Whose thumb is it?
Who are you? It's a game where you see a bunch of faces.
Guess who?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, what is...
And, it's like a match game.
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
You have to guess who you know.
Do you have glasses?
Right, exactly.
Do you have red hair? Yeah, yeah. Do you have a hair lip? You're Joaquin Phoenix.
So we played it like 4 times in a row, and every time she's like, okay, I start. I'm like, okay, you can start. And she won every time. I think she cheated.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Bobby's unfortunate gym habit. Someone texts, says, I saw Bobby at the gym, says they did something he saw Bobby do something. Immediately people just dime him out to us, which we love, by the way. Continue to be snitches. No stitches around these parts, just be snitches. And we were told that Bobby has a habit of correcting people's form at the gym. But I think under questioning, under scrutiny, I think he held up pretty well. I believe Bobby's explanation that he goes to the fit classes, the body pumps, all the sort of stuff. And he's not walking around helping people with their squat and deadlift form. I don't think that's a Bobby thing. I believe him.
He can't be rattled, and he might be a pathological liar.
Yeah, he seems like a sociopath.
Yeah, Bobby's a definite psychopath. No, Bobby's got a body count. Oh, Bobby takes long drives through the desert. Big time.
I just saw him in the hall by a tray of deli sandwiches.
Just breathing on them?
He was just looking at them and must have stared at them, the tray, for an hour. And I said, you know, they all look good to me. And he said, I was just trying to decide.
It's all the same sandwich, Bobby.
Homicidal eyes.
He hits himself with the belt repeatedly going, I don't deserve a sandwich. Mommy says I don't deserve sandwiches. Well, he might be a psychopath, but we don't think he corrects your form at the gym. Coming up, someone dimed out or tried to, Bobby Trossett.
That's right, sucker.
We got our sports guy in here, our new sports guy, Bobby Trossett. And Bobby's got a fresh new haircut. He went to the salon. I used to live directly above that salon.
In that
corner apartment right there.
Yep, Colleen Carter did me well.
1601 Shakespeare. Oh, it was a great apartment. Bobby, you look great.
Thank you.
But we do have an issue.
All right.
Are we going to try and call this person or no? Oh, we are?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
I got to yell at you just for 1 second on the air. You gave Bobby a heads up about this?
Did I? I didn't give him any specifics. Did I?
Did you get specifics of what you did?
Oh, wait, no. Wait. I kind of remember this.
I wanted to blindside him with this.
I have to say something. I have to take the attention off the fact that I already told him. He asked me what the person said, and before I could even explain it, he goes, was it sexual? What does that mean?
What does that mean? Did you
weight rack? Happen?
Was that my first question?
That was your first question.
Did you rub your
sexual
on a dumbbell?
Look at the ego on you.
I don't know. I just got worried about what might have happened at the gym. But
yeah,
anyway,
yeah, that's more. I get where you're coming from. That, Bobby.
I think I gave him specifics.
Okay. Here it is from a texter earlier in the week. It says, saw Bobby at the gym last night. He's one of those guys who goes around correcting everyone's technique.
Oh!
Please get on him about this.
Bobby?
Are they on the line?
We're trying to get them now. While we're trying to call them, what say you?
What say me?
Say it ain't so.
What say me is pretty clear. I mean, you know that I, one, typically will not be found at the gym at night, for one. For two, I do the classes and not the open area free weight section. I do body pump at Merritt and Camp.
Break down the details.
He's making a good case for himself
court
here.
Court stenographer, take the minutes.
Case for himself. So you're not at the gym at night.
I almost.
When do you go to the gym, Bobby?
I'll typically go. Today I'll be there at noon.
Noon.
At the Merritt in Canton. Typically.
You do your classes.
I'll be doing classes.
Class, high intensity.
It's called body pump.
Interval training.
High intensity interval training. And today it'll be at noon. So, and then if you do find me at the gym, in the free weight section, in the leg section, whatever it is, that is going to be a rare. It's first of all, it's a rarity, and two, I'm not going to be correcting people. Come on now.
Are you sure you didn't do what many
is there
a scuzz bucket throughout time.
It was a female.
Yep, you're right in my head, buddy. The lady, she doesn't quite know how to shoot pool. Scott, can you help me? Scott, help me. I don't know how
to. Come on, Bobby.
Scott, show me how to shoot pool.
Did you lean in and spot shoot one of these?
I'm not sure. I've never played pool before. Oh, I've never played pool before.
Is that the one right there? Look at this.
Is that how I do?
You're going to want to get on live wire right now.
Did you lean in and correct some female doing some flies or something?
Wait a minute. That's not how you do
good-looking women there.
That's not how you do a good morning. That's not how you do a good morning. What you got to do, you got to get the bar on your back. Make sure you tighten up your core. What you really want to do is activate those glutes.
Yep, there it is right there.
Is that what you did, Bobby? Was that it? Was it a pseudo hit-on move?
I'm more curious, is there a doppelganger out there that, or somebody out there to get me at Merit? I'm wondering.
Are we unable to get this person?
I am wondering, but.
Are they in the wind?
They answered and hung up on me.
Oh!
Try again. Come on. Try again. Come on, listen. Hey, text her. I know you're listening. Even if you were lying, just call in. We want to talk to you. We don't care if you were lying. This is still fun.
It's still fun.
I got to be honest with you. Inside this body pump class.
You hit that body pump?
There are several females during the day that maybe are nurses or have other.
It's a sea.
Oh, my God. Canton Merit is like.
Have in different hours, right? A little bit different than your 9-to-5s. That I can tell we've kind of both recognize each other. And then during the body pump, there's mirrors that we're looking at.
Yeah.
When Katie, the instructor, is up there killing it. And there's been some eye contact through the mirror. Look, so I'm wondering at some point, should I just kind of just say screw it and
shoot your shot? You got to make a move.
Shoot your shot.
It's 2019, though. You got to be careful. I used to live right across the street from that in Canton, like directly behind that 7-Eleven. And I would go to that gym all the time. And I'm pretty sure I've seen some of those attractive women in that gym as I was walking by. I'm pretty sure I've seen them throw up in their mouth.
Oh.
Yeah, at the sight of me. But hey, look.
Oh, I thought from the workout. I thought from the intensity of workout.
No,
I never thought because of you.
From the sight of me.
Oh, it's horrible.
I walk by and they go. But you.
Come on now, without urethra.
No dice. They're in the wind.
All right, Bobby. So you're claiming that this is all false.
I am. That is my claim, and that is my standing by it.
I believe you.
I believe him, too.
I think I believe you. Can I tell you what I thought your douchey gym habit was? I thought you were excessive mirror selfie
guy. Mirror flex? Mirror selfie flex?
I thought you were this. I thought you were this person right here. I thought you
were
I thought you were tricep dude. Were you tricep dude?
You hit that tricep mirror flex?
I thought, if anything, I was kind of thinking about maybe just doing one of those subtle mirror flexes, like just a quick look to see.
Well, what's up?
Maybe like after the gym on the way out, maybe that's somebody striation. Was behind me in the class. Maybe they're a listener. Like I just thought maybe it was that. But other than that, I'm always acting as if someone's around me watching, right? You have to kind of act like that.
You know how intimidated I'd be to go there? And I'm in the better shape than I've been. I'm still terrified of that Merit.
Why?
The pool. Is that the one with the pool?
People are really good looking.
The pool.
Well, they just redid it. Now the pool is up on top of the parking garage, and that is just like.
It's just 10s and 11s.
It's like, yeah.
No, ain't no way I'm going out there.
There's a lot of good looking people there. If you have motivation about your body or you're self conscious, then, you know, maybe go at a different time. Maybe go early in the morning. Maybe go late at night.
Josh, what did you think his habit was, sight unseen, if you had to guess if Bobby had a bad gym habit?
I would say wiping the sweat off of the equipment and then licking the towel.
It's time to go behind the curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Nathan McIntosh, Bagoobies this weekend. You'll hear coming up, we have a funny story talking about Bobby. Speed dating, an old friend of the show, Travis Pastrana calls in out of nowhere. It was like a who's who. But I caught the ass end of a conversation you were having with him when I stepped out for a second to get a drink. That he's from
Nova
Thunder Bay.
Scotia.
You guys are breaking bread over our friend Frankie.
Frankie McDowell's.
They have the Golden Arcs. We have the Golden Arches. What was his take on Frankie? I heard him kind of like speaking of him, but it didn't sound like either way. Like, if
well,
he liked
I did
or hated
the dumb
him.
Thing where he's like, "Oh, I'm from Nova Scotia," and I was like, "Oh, do you know?" Because you think, you know, two people are from the same place. That
hey,
they
from
all...
Waldorf, you know Good Charlotte? Yeah.
And I didn't mean that. I meant, like, do you know of Frankie? Because Frankie has achieved some level of celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I went into my Frankie impression. I said that, he's like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. He, like, stands in a field and, you know, gives weather reports. And I was like, yeah, and he does. We've had him on the show a bunch because we're big fans. And anytime there's a storm coming to Baltimore that you know, we'll all get your Pepsi, get your Coke, order your pizza and your Chinese food. Baltimore, strong winds, 70 miles an hour.
But those aren't the only videos Frankie McDonald does. I can't encourage you enough to check out some of Frankie McDonald's impressions. They are incredible.
Oh, he does impressions?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
And I'll never play them on the air because we would get an email. Coming up, it's our friend Nate McIntosh. He is going to be in Magoobies this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Man, he's walking into something. Oh, Nate, you're walking into something.
Got the fresh joggers on.
Yeah, Nate, you're walking into something, brother. Nate. This is not Nate's fault.
No, it's good. It's all good, man.
Everything's fine.
Everything's
fine
over here.
It's great for him. Great for him.
I heard screaming. I don't know if you guys know, there's a whole other building out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And other people work here. Whatever happened in here, I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on. Doors were slammed. A man said, what in the hell is going on?
Did that really happen?
I'm not. Why would I make this up? I'm sitting in a hall watching people. It's two doors.
Here's the thing. We're the only people in this building that matter.
Yeah. Those lights directly above your head, we're the ones that keep those on so they can go and right off.
Wow. Well, I'm happy to be in the place that runs the whole building. It's good. You know what I mean?
If they've got an issue, they can drag their wrinkled ass in here and tell us in person. But,
Are you a Justin Scott and Spiegel virgin? Is this your first time?
This is my first time, yes. Yeah.
Welcome. Hannah, gin. Gin and a machete, please. Gin and a machete when you get a second.
Gin and a machete?
You're a survivor.
Yeah. I know. What just happened, Nathan? Good morning. Baltimore, you're making your way here this weekend. Magoobies, magoobies.com. Tickets to be given away.
Yeah.
All year long.
All year long, I'll be here.
All year long, you'll be here, starting from this month until December 2020. It's a residency.
Yes, it is. I'm happy I've moved to Baltimore. It seems like a great city. Happy to be here for one calendar year.
We have been doing just a bit of a competition, just a simple trivia competition.
Uh-huh.
No big deal. He does a bit called just Time Machine Trivia, this day in history, art, music, current events, what have you. Could be anything. We wager points. The finale was 10 minutes before you got in and 5 minutes after someone next door drank their Metamucil. And I lost badly.
Okay.
The loser of which, throughout the years, has suffered some wretched indignity. And I have just been put upon again.
And what is it this
we are going to reveal? I'll tell you off the air as a guest.
Oh, wow.
We reveal the Time Machine loser payoff on Monday.
Okay.
And it's going to be awful.
Okay.
I don't think I even know it.
Yeah. You know, I'll refresh you. You know, you were sitting in there because I remember you going, it's up to you two to do that because I ain't got to suffer through it.
Okay.
In years prior, the first year I lost, you want to show him a picture of the Infinibeard? He got to cut my hair however he wanted to, and I had to keep it for like 9 days.
Oh, okay.
And he did what we called the Infinibeard.
Where would I even find that?
It's basically a hair halo where I just had a strip of hair that went across like a sideways mohawk.
Uh-huh.
And I just had to keep that and walk around in public with it for
nine days. Hat?
Nothing. No, you had to have that thing exposed.
Got you.
Year after, or contest after, he loses... full body tan, spray tan. What was the stencil, Scott?
Turbo slut
across his chest, kimono, ball gag, nipple clamps, led around on stage like a sex gimp in front of a few thousand people for the duration of a concert.
Wow.
It was pretty bad. So it's usually some sort of embarrassing indignity.
Okay. And this Monday will be
the reveal of what it will be. And the listeners are going to get involved because they're going to get to vote on the specifics of the indignity.
Jeez, man.
That was pretty horrible.
And there's nobody else came up to you in the street and was like, oh, you look like me. Like, nobody has that.
Yeah.
That is truly horrific.
It sucks. It sucks.
Oh, suck it up. You'll be fine. It's going to be hilarious.
It's going to be effing funny. Yeah, so good morning to you, buddy. When did you make it into town?
Hey, hi.
Hi, welcome to hell.
Yesterday. Is this hell? Is that what this is?
Tell us about yourself.
That's hell. That is actually hell.
We don't know anything about you. This is your first time here. We have comics that we've known for, 14 years.
I got you. Well, hey, here we are, my name's Nathan McIntosh. Tell me about yourself. My name's Nathan McIntosh. I'm a comedian. I got a podcast. I'm performing this weekend.
Wait, what's the name of the podcast?
Positive Anger.
I like it.
Thank you.
What's the backstory behind the name? That's a great name.
Because I tend to yell a lot about things, but not really in any kind of negative way. My yelling is sort of, it gets you up, gets you going. It's a positive thing.
It's positive yelling.
Yeah, it's a positive. It's a meditative ranting.
Do you have anyone in your life, a significant other?
I do. I have a girlfriend that I've been with for 1,000 years.
Oof. We were going to talk about that.
A millennia. A millennia. Yeah, we were going to do, we pulled the brake on a talk topic earlier, the Rock.
Uh-huh.
Like pulled the trigger on finally getting married.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
13
yeah.
He was engaged years. For like 13 years.
13 years. I've been with my girlfriend for 10 years. It's me and the Rock. We're the last ones left. You know?
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's not, I mean, there's nothing coming from that side of the things. Like, hey, what's,
well,
what's,
her, she's half, she has a grandmother who's 100. So that woman there, yes, she would like to see us get married, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But,
I want some grandbabies.
Yeah, she's a lot older than that. That was like 75. This woman's 100. Look at 100.
Kill me.
Shut me down.
I've been forgotten.
I, you know, one reason I don't want to get married, maybe this is real stupid. I don't want to stand there. Well, this, first of all, this is somebody's pitch. I don't know. Are you guys both? You're not married? You're not married?
No.
You married?
I've been married 30 years.
Mm-hmm. You've been married 30 years?
Yes, I have.
Long time.
I'm alone and I'm barren.
Wow.
Yes.
You're barren.
It's very sad.
Barren.
That is sad. I'm sorry I brought that
but
up.
But go ahead.
Well, somebody told me that the reason I should get married is if I don't, right? And this maybe it's a good thing that you're single and alone and barren.
Yes.
If I don't get married to her and she ever goes to the hospital, they won't let me visit her. And I just don't buy that. You know, I'm going to get to the hospital, like my girlfriend's in there, and they're like, you should have put a ring on it. I can't see some horrific doctor being like, no, back up, you know? So, I don't know, whatever. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't.
All right. I didn't mean to put the pressure on you, but...
Coming up, Nathan gets married.
Yeah,
that's the indignity. I have
her.
You guys lost a bet, and I have to get married on this radio show.
I botched a time machine trivia contest, so we got to get you hitched.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Yeah, we just heard, I don't know if we want to go down this road, but we might as well. Tomorrow night, Saturday, Bobby Locked and Loaded for a... speed dating at Bond Street Social.
Bobby,
so I'm guessing the other girl, the girl that you are, we're hanging out with for a hot minute is no longer.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Okay. It didn't end bad. It hasn't really ended at all. But
that's we're just,
what? Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
So now you going, have you, Nate, have you, can I call you, is it Nate or Nathan?
Nathan. Well, okay. Bobby, we're friends. We're
that
friends.
Bomber Nathan, jacket is hot, by the way.
Have you ever,
thank you.
Well, you've been with your girlfriend for 10 years. So you've
long
never,
time.
You've never speed dated.
No, but I mean, speed dating was like, I didn't know if that was still a thing. With all the apps and stuff, how is speed dating a thing? This is a thing.
I'm not sure. It says unique speed dating and singles event in Baltimore, Maryland. It's on Eventbrite, and I need a partner to come with me. I'm going to go alone if I don't have somebody.
Go alone? What do you need a partner for? Yeah.
What is this?
You want a wingman for speed dating?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be like time before that you get going, and maybe the... You know, when everybody's mingling, that
if I had
it'd be
someone
nice to
go
somebody.
Somewhere with, I wouldn't need speed dating.
Yes.
Yes.
This is not a threesome event. No, why do you have to bring a person?
It'd just be nice. What if it turns into that? But no, it'd be nice if somebody came with you
going into it. Let me, I'm assuming, what time is the event?
7 to 9 on Saturday, 25 to 39 age group.
Do they, are you allowed to drink? I know a lot of these things, they set rules where you're only allowed to have like one drink or two drinks because they don't want you getting hammered and making an ass of yourself.
Unlike traditional speed dating, at this event, you won't be rotating seated from table to table.
Oh.
Instead, you'll be mixing, mingling, and being matched up with lots of other singles with whom you'll have quick on-the-spot mini dates using our sophisticated app directly from your phone.
It is a phone thing, but live. So you're on a dating app, but in person.
This is Tinder Live.
Yes, Tinder Live. This is Tinder Live. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tinder Live, everybody. Swipe this woman's face and laugh.
Oh, no.
Just me pushing people out.
I got to get the app, boys.
Yeah, you just shove them.
Boys,
get out of the way.
You swipe someone actually to the right.
Move it, Luna.
Move, bitch.
Throw another woman right into like a pile of women that you're thinking about. These are my women. I threw her right.
No, these are my pile of ladies. No, I picked.
She's in my pile.
Oh, I gotta find the app.
God, that's funny.
Any nerves going in? You seem like you excel under pressure.
I feel okay
when it comes to broadcasting, but what about when it comes to the ladies?
I feel all right. Yeah, I think it's Bond Street Social is a very intimate setting,
so no nerves. 1 to 10.
I think there will be more than usual. If I go on a first date and I know that maybe she, like J-Rob, Joe Robinson, maybe the woman won the contest, like you guys always say, right, in the marriage, if I know that I'm kind of the underdog going in, I'll have a little sense of urgency. But
you cannot use sports metaphors on a team.
Stop.
You've got to stop saying. Stop saying. Stick to the game plan. Stop saying.
How do you guys say that again with J-Rob?
Fourth and goal.
Fourth and goal.
Stop saying it.
What do you say that with Joe? They want. She won the bargain, or he won the bargain.
I'm going to put this through the uprights. Don't. He outkicked his coverage.
Yeah. There you go.
Do you want to make that confidence exceed a standard man's, Bobby?
Yes.
Because I would like to provide you with a tablet of a delicious
blue chew. You eat two blue chews and you walk in there with a
they're hard?
Just a
they're not trouble. Soft. It's like a rock.
I'm natural. I feel good going in. You can still be in town. You want to come? All right, you got a girlfriend. Sorry,
no, Bobby. Hey, I don't care though. Let's speed it up. You know what I mean? What am I doing? She's not here.
You can play hitch.
Yeah, I'll come in and I'll let you know what's going on. I'll stand in the back like a coach. We want to keep this whole metaphor going.
You could be Will Smith from Hitch.
I'll be in the back with a headset, talking with my mouth covered with a little clipboard, being like, Bobby, I don't know if you should talk to her anymore. Swipe left. Swipe left.
I like that.
Swipe left, buddy. Swipe left.
No, if you eat a blue chew though, and you get that big D energy flowing, you walk in with like a
big
a semi or maybe like a full-on just erection, that might help.
I'll report back on Monday.
Yeah, speed dating event with a full-on erection, I think that's the way to go.
Nothing makes a woman
right off the top
more
this is
comfortable.
What I'm working with. Look at how tight my pants are right now.
Really set a lady's mind at ease when you look like you're smuggling a gourd in. That's going to let her know, hey, this guy's interested in me. He's not just turgid with excitement.
Do you have your outfit picked one of out? These.
No. No, I don't.
Are you going to lead with, mention, or completely disguise the fact that you are on the radio?
Probably disguise it. I'll say that I work for the station that covers the Ravens, or maybe even work for the Ravens.
Oh, so you're going to drop the Ravens.
If I'm asked about, which you're going to be.
Yeah, what do you do for? That's right. Top three question. What do you do for a living?
Right, first couple of minutes. What do you think I should say? Should I say I'm a broadcaster? Should I say I work for WBAL? Maybe I'll just say WBAL.
Say you're in communications.
There you go.
Okay.
That one is very even. Okay, let's say a woman had taken a blue chew before she went in there. She's rock hard.
She's ready.
If you tell her that you're in communications, she's going soft. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. Communications is so vague
and
weird.
All right, what would you say then?
First of all, if a woman said to me, what do you do for a living? I'd say, swipe left. You're a boring individual. Get out of my life.
Yeah, how is that?
We're having a good time. Definitely on a speed dating
thing. Keep it light.
Where do I work?
Have
why do you
fun.
Ask me my medical history? Who cares?
Why don't we say then, within a couple minutes, maybe after a good conversational flow, it does come up later in the hour. What would you say?
Man, you gotta some joke, you know what I mean? Some funny thing. But if you go
waste
communications,
yeah.
Good God, what am I in grade A?
Doesn't I mean? Won't the woman want to kind of size up his financial situation?
She can look down and see how absolutely hard this man is.
Right.
This is the way. This who cares what his finances are? You know what I mean? Hopefully she has her own money. And if she doesn't, I mean, well, yeah, okay. Just look at Bobby. This man looks like money. He doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't look like a
He
doesn't look like a homeless man.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a man who has a couple of dollars in the bank.
Your dad looks like your dad's an oil baron or something like that.
Oil baron.
Yeah, like your dad.
That's funny.
Oil baron.
What do you do for a living? I'm an oil baron.
Oil baron.
That's what you say.
Yes, hey. I'm a rock oil baron. Yeah. The fake phone call. The fake phone call. You're on the phone doing the whole thing, Doc. It's not my fault my penis is this big. I got to let you go. Your name is, and then slap your W-2 on the table. She knows what you're working with and financials.
Print your, why can't I remember? Your balance, your bank balance. Print it and just wear it on a chain around your neck. What I'm worth.
Borrow Josh's, but put your name in the ledger. And then walk in there swinging six figures worth of hog.
So do you have any, pre-date / speed dating like rituals? Obviously you're gonna shower, you're gonna brush, you're gonna floss, cologne,
throw a piece of gum in there on the way in, and then there's a trash can that I know right outside of Bond Street Social. I'll throw it in there before I walk in.
Okay.
Place a breath mint in your underpants. One breath mint
and
let that thing melt.
I'm gonna be oozing with confidence and
don't say oozing.
Let's have some fun. I've never done this before.
That's the right mindset. So, look at this guy.
Right there.
I would be terrified and sweaty, and I got faith in you, though, Bobby. I think you got what it takes.
We have a local man of prominence that is currently listening right now that if you want to go in there with a wingman for the mother effing ages,
I promise to put the call out if you'd like. There you go, well, Scotty. Hey,
you know what? On that note, if you are interested,
dude,
wait a second.
Yeah? If I could pull
text
this up,
you? He listens every day because he's an angel. If I can convince this man to go with you,
God.
All the other guys in there will quit. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I hate
win.
To put you on blast,
you
but
win.
If you want to go, Travis Pastrana from the Nitro Circus, if you hit me up, I will put you in touch, and I want you
he
to link up
wingman.
With
you
one of the greatest extreme sports athletes.
All right.
You dab it up with Travis Pastrana.
Let's 1-2.
There.
I'll tag team it. Let's go.
You know how quickly I'm every down. Other guy in there just goes, oh, is that f***ing Travis Pastrana? This, and then they just bounce. And you just have an orchard of breasts to dance amongst.
You just text Justin. He's like, oh.
But Bobby wouldn't, right? But no. This guy would.
Well,
we're
but
taking,
Bobby,
we're taking yeah, Bobby but, out of the Bobby why don't we just send this guy?
I've
Bobby.
Got ED.
Yeah, but he would. No, but he would
you
be.
You do not have ED.
Not anymore, thanks to Blue Chew.
Can we talk about this real quick? Can I say this? I don't think anybody that's under the age of 50 has ED. You know what everybody has? An addiction to porn, and you got to shut it off.
Oh my.
You got to shut it down.
That's not wrong.
Just because you've been watching oiled women be thrown through windows since you were 12, it is not a pill problem. It is a get off of porn.
Accurately
He's
hurtful.
Problem.
He's accurately hurtful.
Oh, he's not wrong.
Accurately
he's
hurtful.
Wrong.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've
use the promo code JSS.
We've systematically desensitized ourselves to
my
just
God, yeah.
a regular woman.
Absolutely, you're
what's
walk
the joke
in there?
You always tell?
What I say
when you're there alone with a woman, you're waiting for like you just wait
oh,
for
it's,
the other.
It's a Mark Maron bit. Mark Maron bit. Mark Maron's got the bit where he's like when he's alone with a woman, he's like, "You want to get started? You want to wait for the five other guys to get here?"
Because he's so used to watching
he's
porn.
So
used-
Absolutely. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to put this person on speaker.
What's up, man?
Can you hear us, buddy? Is that Travis Pastrana?
Hello?
We're on the air.
Travis, can I text you the warm line number and you call it so we can patch you through?
Perfect. Yeah, what's the number?
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna patch that through. All right,
you know
Travis Pastrana? I don't.
Oh, dude, this man is.
This took a turn, man. That's what's
yeah,
up.
Who is this man? This man sounds like a hero.
Dude, yeah, look, gotta Google. I'm jacked up for tomorrow.
This
by the
guy
way.
Is a worldwide phenomenon.
Okay.
I am sending this to Mr. Pastrana right now. And here we go. And all right, Travis, you have the number. Please call the station. If you come in to speed dating with the King S. Okay, the Idi Amin of Nitro Circus.
Idi Amin.
That's a terrible reference. Shut it down.
Yeah, Travis Pastrana. I mean, what are we talking about? X Games, motocross, supercross, jumped out of an airplane without a parachute on.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
wow.
Joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen,
phenom.
It is Travis Pastrana.
Dude, I have to say that Tinder Live, man, that's Nitro Live after we're all broken up too much. That's going to be, I mean, I'm married, but, you know. Hypothetically, that could be hilarious.
Is Tinder Live like a legitimately great idea? Mm-hmm. But to Nathan McIntosh's point, Magoobies this weekend, you actually, like, if you see some just troll, you just shove them to the right into
shove
a big
them.
Pile of hogs.
Travis, you jumped out of a plane without a parachute?
Yeah, it was kind of pass or fail. Those were always the best.
Pass or fail.
I'm going to assume before you jumped out, you're like, I don't have a parachute. I better take one of these Blue Chews.
Yeah.
And you hit the ground, full erection, and bounced back onto your feet.
Pretty much.
Yeah, like just one push-up a day, this kind of thing. It was a product test for, you know, Red Bull to see if it gives you wings. It was more like Bud Light here, like following style. I saw my friends renegotiate on the way down, but it all worked out well.
Travis, would you even remotely consider honoring Bobby with your presence at a for 15 minutes of a live speed dating bit to be his wingman? Roll in, let him talk to a couple of fillies, and then you go to the bathroom, quote unquote, and just leave.
Just, you know, if I could talk A, my wife into it, and B, I was home with my kids. We've been traveling a lot with Nitro here lately, so I'll probably, I mean, I could probably be talked into it, but it would be I'd have to be like in and out.
Okay, right. Okay, all I'm right. putting this guy
in
on hold.
Take that, Travis.
Travis
we'll
Pastrana
touch.
From the Nitro Circus. Nathan, it has been an absolute pleasure. Hannah, I'll just tell you to do it right here live on the air. We have a ledger for comedians. It's called the Comedian Ledger.
Okay.
We've had some absolute trash come swimming through here before. A, B, C, D, E.
some people have been given E's, some people have been given D's.
Yeah, we grade all of our comics.
So we know the next time we look at the ledger, because we have so many problems remembering people, A plus for this guy. Open door policy for our buddy Nate.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Open door policy.
Magoobies Chokehouse this weekend. Where can people find you on social media?
Twitter and Instagram at Nathan McIntosh, NathanMcIntosh.com. And check out my podcast, Positive Anger, on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you listen to podcasts.
We now take you behind the curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Well, you never know who you're working with until you find out who you're working with. And we work with one real villainous piece of work, Hannah. She got herself a package delivered to her door, wasn't meant for her, was a few blocks down. And instead of going and delivering the thing to the person who it was intended for, she kept it. Well, she did do her due diligence and try and call Amazon or whatever. You'll hear coming up the whole story told of her keeping a package because, and this is what I wanted to talk about a little bit more. My mind is blown that Amazon just has a screw it, keep it policy, not just on a $6, $7 item like this, but you hear me make the comparison. Oh, but what if like an OLED television shows up? Someone calls who works for one of these centers. Sorry, I'm putting you on blast now, but you work for Amazon. She said, yeah, keep it. They don't care. It's a drop in the bucket. It's a drop in the drop in the drop of a bucket, even for a $2,000 television. They don't care.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Where does the level stop for you with the, oh, screw it, keep it? What is... You'll say that to somebody if you have a pen that you like and they use it and they go, wow, this is a really nice pen. Would you ever go, ah, screw it, keep it?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I got no problem with that. Or like, oh, man, thank you for this lip balm. You could definitely keep it.
Not much further than that, though.
I had a boss eat my entire sandwich once.
Yeah,
it's all coming back to me.
I mean,
he asked for a bite and he finished the whole thing. He's like, this is good. And then he looks and he took another bite out of it. And I went... You could keep it.
My point is that they've gotten so big to the point where they could just do that with TVs.
You could probably steal
like how
one
rich
of their
would
trucks?
You have to be?
Oh God!
Like to say, like you know, somebody says, "Oh wow, I really like your car. Oh screw it, keep it. Here's the keys.
Yeah, go ahead, keep it.
You know
go ahead,
mean?
Keep it.
Like, oh wow, that's
yeah, go ahead.
God,
and keep
this
it.
Is a great record. I really love this. I keep the you know
it's take yours.
The record. Keep it.
Really, it's a limited edition. 1 of 10.
Keep
yeah,
it. Keep it. You're good.
Keep it.
Do you when you before you open a package, do you look to see that it's addressed to you, or do you just open it?
I usually check and see. If it's addressed to me, because Mudge gets stuff, I get stuff.
Yeah.
And right around this time of season, we start ordering things for each other. So we actually, it's funny you say that. We had a talk about a week ago because she started to open up a package. And I was like, that's not for you. That might be one of your Christmas gifts. So yes, coming up, we had a whole discussion about opening package, keeping packages, or returning packages that aren't yours. I'm behind the curtain. Hannah, you got a package sent to your house.
I did.
Yeah, big old package. Big, juicy, denim-covered package. But the package was not yours.
It wasn't. And it wasn't even my next-door neighbor's. You know, it wasn't that sort of mix-up. It was for a completely different block. Completely different address.
Did you Google it?
I did.
How far away was it?
A couple blocks away.
Did you drive
it
over
wasn't that far.
Drop it off?
No.
What?
You know what? Normally I would do that.
Well, tell us what you told me off the air about the process, because you inquired about what to do.
I did.
And I thought what they told you, this was Amazon, correct?
Yes.
I thought what they told you was rather strange.
I did too, but apparently other people have had the same experience. I called Amazon about the package and said, hey, this is just completely wrong, you know. And I shook the package and it sounded like medication.
Uh-oh.
So I figured it was important. I wanted to tell someone. And they said, well, without the tracking number and the account number, we can't do anything. And I said, okay. So they told me to keep it. And
what?
Do whatever I want with
I said
it.
Said to keep
yeah.
the package. I'm
yeah,
like, are you kidding me?
It.
Amazon said, hey, that medicinal, can we say what it is? Did you say
yeah.
it? I'm sorry.
No, no,
wait,
no.
So you kept it and opened it?
It's right there.
Oh,
isn't
yeah,
that
I
a
did.
Federal offense?
According to Amazon, it's not.
Yeah, Bezos says get nuts. Take grandma's medicine.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
I'm not.
Why
I don't
you,
have to
I'm
give
not
it to
put
anyone.
This on
it's
you,
not my
Hannah,
job.
But why
yeah.
wouldn't you just drive around the corner and drop this off?
Typically, I would.
Why didn't you?
Something came over me. I feel like I've become more of a jerk this year.
I was going to say,
being
right,
completely
a bit of a jerk
honest.
Move.
Yeah, no, it is. I don't know what else to say.
I appreciate the ownership.
Yeah, I was like,
completely out of it.
This shift makes bastards of us all.
What if it was someone's wallet and you saw the address in it? Wouldn't you drive it and like put it in the mailbox or something?
Yeah, that's a little bit different.
Yeah, well, I did that and the guy gave me zero thanks whatsoever. And now the next time I find a wallet, guess what? It's staying mine.
I will say, when I received this package, it was like 7:30 at night, which is late for us.
Yeah, throw that stuff to me?
Yeah.
7:30 at night.
It's leg cramp medication, by the way.
Now someone's is at home paralyzed.
My legs.
Yeah, with leg cramps because you couldn't drive
issue,
around
though.
The corner.
But I have the same issues. It felt like a gift from God. It was pretty cool, actually.
I'm taking one.
I was like, you know what? I don't know if this is an apartment complex. I don't know what this is. I don't know who this person is. This isn't my business. I don't have to drive around and search for this person's house. So
you guys don't crack
I'm
it
not
open?
Going to. I don't know.
You don't crack it open?
Yeah. Let's no, I fully thing. Intend on taking those. I get leg cramps all the time.
You're going to open it so the onus is on you. Okay. I don't want any part of this. I don't want any blood on my hands.
At least I called Amazon and tried to do the right thing.
You tried.
Oh, they're tiny.
Very little.
What kind of medicine?
Leg. Wait, so you accidentally.
It's a homeopathic. They probably don't do anything.
Accidentally got sent leg cramp medicine, and you just happened to suffer from leg cramps? Yeah, seems a little too convenient.
I know.
That stuff stinks.
I don't know what to make of that, but I also don't know what to make of you not driving around the corner. I'm not going to let that go. That's awful. Mm. You're an awful human being.
Again, typically, and I thought about it, and then I was like, you know what? Mm. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do anything.
And I also don't know what
it
to make.
It felt good.
Really?
Mm. It felt good to flick that.
Evil.
Yeah. I just.
Nice.
Was done.
Good for you. Yep.
I also don't know what to make of Amazon saying, just keep it.
It's yours. It's your, just keep it.
Is that standard operating procedure?
Like, I don't know. Just like, well, we've got a post up on our Facebook page, and a few people said the same thing. They contacted Amazon, and they were like, yeah, without the account number, without the person's personal account, we can't do anything. Well, yeah. Which is strange, because you've got their address, and you've got their full name.
Right, can't you
but
look it
you
up or something?
Can't do anything?
I mean, Amazon, I guess, has so much to deal with. They're just like, screw it.
We got so
I
many
guess.
Fires to put out. But would that be the standard operating procedure if a HDTV flat screen accidentally showed up?
Yeah,
if it was
exactly.
A $6 bottle of medicine versus a $2,000 television,
keep it.
It's a good point.
It's yours now.
Well, some people on the Facebook said, you know, they were keeping things that were very expensive.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, well, send it to us, because coming up, we'll find out what you got sent by accident. Did you do the Good Samaritan routine? Drive it, find it to him, give grandma her leg cramp medicine, or did you just say, no, I'm keeping it, and I'm going to give it to my co-host so they can abuse that stuff on the air?
Yeah, somewhere out there in the Baltimore area, there is an old woman couch-ridden because she is suffering from horrific leg cramps.
Oh, God!
Because I broke each of my legs one at a time.
Her leg cramp medication got delivered to the wrong address, that address being Hannah's address.
You demon woman.
And Hannah got a package, called Amazon, and was like, hey, this is the wrong address. And they were just like, meh!
Yours now!
Keep it! So instead of driving a few blocks and delivering this leg cramp medication to this poor old woman, who I've made up, we don't know if she was an old woman.
I was going to say, did I mention the name on the package?
No.
Because I couldn't tell.
That was an old lady's name.
Is it an old lady's
name?
Oh, yeah. You say the first name?
First name, Murky.
Murky.
Yes.
Like dirty water.
Yeah. Murky. You are Murky.
Hey, Murky, if you're out there, Hannah has your leg cramp medication.
Yeah.
We apologize. She didn't drive it around the block. She didn't drop it off. Amazon was just like, keep it. She's like, fine, I'll keep it. And kept it. Now we have leg cramp medication. And yeah, we're talking package delivery, wrong address. What do you do? Protocol. Has it happened to you? 410-338-1098.
Amy says, our home address is very similar to a local bank. We occasionally get their mail, and I'm constantly trying to forward it, and it always comes back to us. We usually just end up driving and delivering it. Damn. Let's go to the phones, 410-338-1098. Let's talk to Tim. Tim, good morning. Thank you for holding.
Morning, boys.
Morning, buddy.
So, yeah, I work for FedEx, and Hannah did the right thing. You know, it really isn't her responsibility to have to drive it over there. It should be the drivers, because they're the one that made the mistake. But I'm going to call BS on Amazon. I mean, saying that they can't do anything, I mean, there should be a tracking number on the package near the barcode. And if you got someone's name, address, and if there's even a phone number on there, it's like, you know, you should be going the mile to make sure they get their package. When we were delivering their stuff, we would make sure that if this was a mistake, that we would correct it.
Yeah, I bet you can get a van out there and just be like, hey, the address, I'm over here. Come grab this package. There's 1,000. Have you seen those Amazon trucks now?
Yeah, the white vans.
The white vans that are definitely filled with human organs. Thank you, Young. Those are not some of the best drivers I've ever seen. That might be a whole other talk.
I got to deliver. It's happened more than once from Amazon. Like
a regular person.
Yeah.
Regular car?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Like a subcontract.
But the package is in the bushes.
It's like, oh, that's a whole other thing. Yeah.
Walk 5 more feet.
You've had the video where she dropped it at the end of the walkway.
That was one time.
I remember
It was actually on the walkway, but the second time a couple of weeks ago, it was in the bushes.
Well, how does it end up in the... Was it windy?
No, there was no way it could have gotten in the bushes without this person throwing
it in.
They just
threw that thing like a discus into your ficus.
5 more feet.
That's all my Ring neighborhood network is.
Yeah.
Is the occasional creepo standing near the car, and the other 90% of the videos are Amazon driver shot putting grandma's heart meds into the chrysanthemum out front.
I don't think this person even got out of their car. That's what I'm assuming.
That's so embarrassing. Oh, let's talk to Jen. Jen, do you want to say where you work or not?
I can't disclose that.
Okay, I got you. But let's say you're plugged into this situation pretty well. I'll leave it at that.
Yes.
Okay.
So with Amazon, the way it works is if you get a package and it's delivered to the incorrect address, Amazon literally, as everybody knows, is like a $500,000 fortune company. The minute Hannah called to report that she got a package that was not hers and they said keep it, it's already on record. So the minute the customer calls and says that they did not receive it, they're going to be able to pull from whoever dropped it off, because they have to take a picture now of where it was dropped off, like a picture of where the package was actually physically dropped off and the address of where it was dropped off. So they took a picture of her front door or her apartment number or however her situation is set up. Like, for example, at my house, they take a whole picture of my front door.
Yeah, I saw that
on my
Ring camera. One of the guys in the white vans came. Mm-hmm. He had on the yellow vest or the green vest.
Right.
He walked up and put it down, and I saw him. I'm like, what is he doing? And he took a photo of the package, yeah.
Yeah, and you get a little confirmation.
So
what do they do?
They just know. Go ahead.
So when Hannah called to report that, it's already now on Amazon's system. And when they told her to keep that, they're already now processing on our end, on Amazon's end, a new
package.
Prescription to go out.
They don't even care. Yeah, so they don't care about the double package, like sending two out.
But what is it?
Because
it's a larger package, though.
To be honest, it's going to cost them like $6.
Right. Yeah, but this is a small bottle of meltaway tablets. What if it's an OLED television?
Yeah, what if it's a TV?
It doesn't matter. It's going to cost them $6 because everything's insured on our end. You have to remember, you know how banks are federally insured for, $250,000 if the bank burns down so you don't lose your money?
Yeah, same thing.
Every package is insured up to $50,000.
God,
that's amazing.
If you're up there, someone drop off
Please.
One of those.
I need a TV.
I need a new tablet.
I need a TV. I need a new TV.
Oh, my God. Someone bring Scott a TV. Someone drop off. I would like one of those Air Max, the laptops that are like as thin as two sheets of paper. Accidentally drop me off one.
I just want a friend.
Jock.
Can you drop a friend off?
Is there Amazon Friendship? Friendship Prime. We'll bring you a friend in 24 hours or less. Do you know Amazon, mark my words, they're going to get into 2 games before Evan is in high school? Adoption and dating. Amazon is going to bring you a baby, and it's going to bring you some I'm telling you.
Bring him some what?
Some
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Right to your front door. Yeah,
okay.
Baby. Bezos.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Drop off just a little bit. Yep. Let's go to the front. Ooh, okay. Let's turn down this music and turn up this music and talk to Chris. Chris, what was accidentally dropped off at your house?
So my wife called me about, 6 months ago, and she says, hey, we got this package at the house. She opened it, didn't even look at the address or the name because we get the packages daily. And she said, we got a leather whip, a ball gag, and handcuffs.
Hot damn!
So she said, do I need to bring it to the neighbor's house? And I said, of course not. Why the hell would you bring it to the neighbor's house? So that they know, you know. So anyway, we ended up just using it ourselves. And
really?
Good to go.
Did she let you use the whole damn thing? Who wore the ball gag?
The dog.
Perfect now.
Oh, my God.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Interesting developments with you, Josh, over the week about the spirit of a little girl that you've talked about very lightly for years. You see the spirit in the house, you think you've seen her, but it seems like the paranormal stuff going on in your house has kind of ramped up in the past few weeks, months. Where you sit now, here on a Saturday, live in studio, you come in on the weekends. Where are you at in the process of doing something about it, whether it be cameras, recording, or having somebody over?
Yes, good questions that I will address one at a time. What was the first one?
Do you think you're going to have anybody come over?
No.
Gotcha.
I doubt it.
How about equipment?
Equipment is possible, but that seems like a big deal. To get, but the website you mentioned, I am going to go on that website to look at what products might be available that might tickle my fancies, and I may very well buy some sort of equipment. And
that's ghostshop.com for all your paranormal ghost hunting needs.
And the other thing, I think the number one thing I'm going to do is the notepad, leaving notepads around the house with pencils. Write a question on there and then see if I get a response.
If you get a response written on a notepad, yeah. You hear me? I'm going to make this guarantee right now. I will transition into a woman.
Okay.
All right. So
and quit. I will quit and become a woman.
All right.
Coming up next week, Scott lops off his penis and decides to get a job across the street at 101.9 Light FM. Josh has got some paranormal activity going on in his home. I'm Behind the Curtain.
It is Justin Scott and Spiegel. Good morning. And Spiegs.
Oh, God.
Is losing his mind. I love the guy to death, but I don't know. I don't know, man. You said that. How long has this been going on?
Well, it's been a few years since it started. Maybe 5, 6 years.
I think it started while Spiegel was sleeping. And he rolls over and he says that he sees a little girl standing there in a nightgown.
Yeah.
Which would usually have one of us call the authorities. But luckily, she's a spirit.
Spirit. And yeah. Then over the last year or so, or over the last week or two, this really came to a head because he said he was laying in bed and he felt a tapping on his back.
Yes.
Twice.
And also over the weekend with my family visiting, the toilet flushed 7 times on its own. And
sister-in-law couldn't find the shoes, and then they weren't in one room, and then she walked back in, and then all of a sudden they magically appeared.
Right, and a few years ago, my other sister's husband and daughter said that the lights went on and off in their room. So I've been more interested, and I said, you know, I'm not afraid of this ghost because it seems like it doesn't seem like a negative energy. It seems fine.
I believe you said you're actually just excited to have someone to spend time with.
Yes,
which is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Seriously, I mean, I don't.
No, that's a perfect relationship for him because the ghost really doesn't want anything in return.
Yeah, he blows out the candle.
It doesn't speak to him.
You want to make out? But, you know, I don't want the. The ghost to be like, well, I don't want to hang out with you. It's like too much pressure. But I don't mind having it around. So as long as it's a positive energy. So we were talking off the air and on the air about what to do. And I, a couple of you said, you know, talk to it.
I want you to set up night vision cameras. Your sleep talk app should be turned on every night.
Well, so the latest, a couple of days ago, I closed the door, a room where some of my nieces and nephews were sleeping.
Right.
Because the door was open. I closed the door. A couple of hours later, I passed the door and noticed it's open. Close it. A couple of hours later, notice it's open again.
What?
Is this a door that's got a nice firm shut? Does the little thing go into the hole?
Yes, I checked it.
Oh.
And so I closed it a third time, and this time it stayed closed. And since then, nothing has happened, except yesterday I started talking to it. And you guys told me something specific to say. And I forgot what you told me.
Tell her that it's okay for her to go now.
No, I don't want her to go.
Oh, well, then we don't tell her that. Say, then.
Do you have any unfinished business?
Yes, that's it. I got to write that down. Do you have any unfinished business?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want her to say, yeah, killing you.
No, God, that's not what I want.
No,
but, I need to taste blood.
So I was in my bedroom and I was saying stuff like, what is there something you want? I was just saying, asking general questions.
So you were standing in your bedroom speaking out? Into the night.
Yes, I was.
Oh my God, you've lost your mind. You've lost your mind.
So, it was during the day yesterday.
What did you say? Explain. Stand up. I want to see how you did it.
Well, I was sitting on my bed.
Give me the volume. What were you?
I was just talking in a normal voice because I didn't want to seem confrontational or angry.
Right, good.
And I said, is there something you want? Are you okay? And I didn't get any sort of sign or answer.
Shocking.
And
imagine a book flew across the room.
Burn the house down. If one of your books comes flying across, you see a mask just floating down the hallway. Set fire, Molotov cocktail, and get Farfel out of there.
You're in. You're fully in. You're convinced. You got this little 6-year-old spirit living in your house.
I'm not fully in because I didn't get a response.
You got doors open and closing, but you didn't get a. You're talking to her, but no response. What would you have garnered a response? Like what would have just warranted a response? Like what would
if the door had opened again, or if something an item was misplaced again, or some kind of repeat of what has happened, or the toilet just suddenly flushes.
Okay, so the next logical step in this, which I don't think you would ever allow, would you allow someone into the house to
stay the night,
check the house, or do whatever they do?
See, I don't know.
Sort of meters. They have meters that they carry
around.
Maybe
you get someone that's technological, like a ghost hunter that has the EKGs and whatever the hell else they call them, the spectrometons or speculums. I think that's for a vagina. Then you get someone that's like a medium. Right. Get like an old Spanish lady covered in lace going, this place has a dark energy.
90% of me says no, but the other 10% is, because I'm extremely curious about what's going on. And that 10% that's curious about it, but I also say, look, we're extremely famous. Everybody listens to the show. So if somebody comes in, I want somebody who has a blank knowledge of this.
It's like getting a juror with no preconceived notion of the case, knowledge
like
of the case.
Flying somebody in from Montana who's
Israel.
Unaware. So I don't know how you do that. But I've gotten some emails, but I'm not, people offering. I'm not really interested in somebody who's aware of exactly what's going on.
Would you remotely be interested in one of us, staying? I'll sleep on your couch, man. I'll sleep downstairs on your couch and see if I pick up anything. Because I'm very attuned to the spirits.
Oh, are you?
A light sleeper.
410-338-1098. This is real. We are not making it up. Spiegel, Josh Spiegel, the news genius.
I'm a woman.
Is now a woman.
Transition. Took some time, but now he's here. Welcome, brother.
No, he is convinced. How convinced are you?
I am about 65.7%.
65.7% convinced that he has the spirit of a little girl living in his house. A spirit which you claim to have laid eyes on.
Yes, that's correct. Twice. Once, but I...
How crystal clear was it? Now, when you saw the little girl in the nightgown standing in your bedroom in the middle of the night when you woke up and you rolled over, which you think might have been a dream, but you're pretty sure it was real. Was she like translucent? Was she just a real like a real person?
No, she
standing
was real.
There?
She was a real.
It was a
human.
Real like
a
human.
Real human. She was like a foot and a half away from me, standing next to my bed, just staring at me.
And this has been going on for years. In the last few months. It seems like it's ramped up. Doors opening and closing, lights flickering on and off. Shoes not in one room. Toilets. You leave, you come back, the shoes are there. You got poked in the back while sleeping.
The toilet's flushing.
She seems like a little mischievous, like a little girl.
Yeah, and the poking on my back two separate times over the weekend was like, you know,
Right, not like a mean poking.
No,
like
it's none of playful. It is seems mean-spirited, no pun intended.
I think we need to go to GhostStop.com. Okay. It's like GameStop, but nowhere near as douchey. They sell the following items. Hannah, look at this Amazon Prime of ghost hunting S right here. Wow.
That actually looks really legit.
How about this, Joshy?
GhostStop.com.
GhostStop.com. 360-degree infrared puck light. Motion sensor alarms. Laser grid scopes. You've got the K2 EMF meter. Okay, it's a popular, easy-to-use tool to detect spikes in electromagnetic energy, the type of electromagnetic energies that specters put off.
I craved you.
Yeah.
And I have to write this down. What is the question again you said I should ask?
The question is, do you have any unfinished business?
Yes, all right.
Unfinished business here. 410-338-1098. I'm looking to get a ghost hunter, but here's the problem, because
I'm insane.
If we're soliciting for calls, it undoes your request, which makes sense. We need someone removed from the situation. We want someone that doesn't want to come to Josh Spiegel's house, just a haunted house.
Yeah, it just maybe somebody has an insight on what to do or some
advice. Yeah, we're not trying to recruit anybody here. Yeah. This is not what we're doing.
Yeah, so step off.
Don't bring your team of weird, like, trench coat wearing ghost bros over here like that. Dork Paul suggested. Good God.
Just maybe have you had a ghost in your house? What did you do? Do you have any advice for Spiegs?
He's got all the equipment. I could buy all the equipment right now, too, at GhostStop.com. Like the K2 EMF meter. God, look at this. The dual IR full spectrum light. This stuff is garbage, but I want all of it. Let's go to Tim on line one. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi there. We got a spirit on our hands. We want to track this zombie down.
Well, from the sounds of what you guys were talking about, my daughter runs and operates the Baltimore Spirit Seeker Society. She's done multiple places all around Baltimore and has also Gettysburg.
We're going to come back to you.
Sorry.
Your cell phone signal is haunted. Let's go to Brian in Dundalk. Good morning, Brian.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
So I've got two quick and easy things that cost literally Josh no money.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. One thing is Josh has, or I assume he has, a lot of notepads and pencils around his house.
Yes, I do.
Just write a question on a notepad and just leave it there.
Okay.
Put a pencil on the notepad.
Will they respond?
See if any responses or squiggles on the notepad.
It. Hell yeah.
Might
Stop
indicate.
It. Great idea.
Another thing, I know Josh probably has a lot of recorders laying around his house, not the Sleep Talk app, but just a general recorder.
No, not really.
If you just put that in a room and push record and then listen back, you got to listen very carefully, put headphones on, you might catch something, whether or not
called,
it's noise creeping, your dog walking around.
What's the acronym? Isn't there an acronym, an EVP or AVP?
EVP, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me ask you a question. So you're saying if he writes a question down, the ghost is going to scribble on that pad?
Very well could
be. You're out of your mind.
Fantastic idea. You know what you need to do, Josh, is start making a lot of toast. Because they love to communicate through bread.
Oh, like an image.
Yes.
An image.
Like a woman found an image of the Lord Jesus on her slice of wheat bread.
Or keep a window fogged up.
Yeah, so the thing can... Right.
Yeah, take a really hot shower and see if anything's written on the mirror.
Oh, yes. Just keep the shower on at all times. Have like a humidifier going on in the room. Let's talk to... let's go back to Tim. Tim, I think we got a better signal now. Tim, you back?
Yeah, you hear me better,
much
guys.
Much better, much better. Okay, so your daughter is part of a paranormal. She's one of the Ghostbusters.
Right. She operates and owns her own here in Baltimore. She's done different places in Baltimore and Gettysburg. And she's got some good results. So she's got all the pro equipment, knows how to operate it.
Does she listen to the show at all? Does she have any idea who Josh is?
No, she's into the country thing.
Perfect. Oh, she's really? On hold. Get their information, Hannah. It is a woman. I trust them more than men, and she doesn't listen to the program, which would usually piss me off, but she might be the perfect person to go in there with a clean slate. So you got to get some of the equipment. You got to get yourself a nice recorder.
Yeah.
I love the idea of doing... of the pen and paper.
Yeah, I'm doing that. Yeah. I'm doing that.
Something for them to write with, to communicate. I love it. Ask a question. Write down the, do you have unfinished business here? Were you harmed? Where are you buried? Oh, can I help you?
Yeah, were you harmed?
Like some yes or no stuff. Yeah. Something very basic. And we'll see if we get any results.
From beyond the grave.